is Ren Alcantara, editor-at-large at Gadgets Magazine. Hello and welcome to another episode of Gadgets TV. We're here to deliver the most relevant topics in tech, lifestyle, and motoring so you can stay up to date with the latest news all in one place. First off, we take a look at the world of tech in Circuit Break. In tech news, new internet users are disproportionately affected by the socioeconomic impact of COVID-19, according to a study recently released by Google's Next Billion Users Initiative team. Called New Internet Users in a COVID-19 World, the study reveals that the challenges brought on by the global pandemic have widened the gap on who benefits from the internet, compounding the challenges faced by new internet users. As essential services like commerce, education, healthcare services, and other government services move online to cope with the new norm, it sets back the quality of life of those who cannot afford to stay online. Existing problems like low digital literacy and limited access to the internet or devices has become more acute and pervasive and could make it harder for those with limited access to the internet to catch up and get online later. The study identifies 8 needs that are persisting or surfacing for new internet users, among them the critical need for data to go farther. As food, education, and even jobs transfer from physical to digital, going online becomes a necessity and staying online for longer periods of time becomes a requirement, which means data cost will eat up a bigger portion of living expenses. COVID-19 is a challenge for everyone, and it's hitting new internet users especially hard. But even in the face of this challenge, there's opportunity if governments, businesses, and civil society organizations work together. As technology plays a bigger role in our lives and digital economies grow, we can and should make the internet better and more inclusive in the post-COVID world for the billions online today and the next billion to come and beyond, says Cesar Sengupta, Google's Vice President for Payments and the Next Billion Users Initiative. Facebook will hold its first ever digital summit in the Philippines with the theme Forward Together. The summit will cover 20 topics, including the future of commerce, emerging trends in the age of social video, and inspiration from small businesses who are pivoting in the new normal. Virtual sessions are available for free on the Facebook Summit Philippines website starting November 11 until December 9, 2020. The summit will feature sessions with global thought leaders, including Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg, who will deliver a welcome address and share a sneak peek into upcoming features that will enhance business and community connections. Facebook Vice President of Business Marketing and Chief Creative Officer Mark Darcy, who will talk about the responsibility of marketers and their impact to online communities, and popular content creator Nasir Yassin, aka Nas Daily, who will talk about his experiences in connecting with the digital community of 25 million followers across 197 countries. Now let's take a pit stop and see what's going on in the world of mobility. Volvo Philippines leads the pack with fantastic deals for Volvo car enthusiasts nationwide with its Season of Savings holiday offer. Don't get left behind as a range of sleek and stunning Volvos are being offered with incredible discounts. Select Volvo models are up for grabs with as much as 1.5 million pesos off its original price. Some Volvo S90, XC40, XC60, and XC90 units get jaw-dropping markdowns from October 20 to November 30, 2020 only. Embodying style and substance, these Volvo vehicles carry the trademark badge of quality and safety the Swedish mark is known for. From the graceful dynamism of the Volvo XC40 compact SUV to the stately elegance of the S90 luxury sedan, every ride sports connectivity, ingenuity, and innovative technology. This limited offer is one way that Volvo Philippines gives back to its loyal supporters in its successful 25-year run in the country. Aside from its continued care and excellent service to its clients, Volvo Philippines always tries to find new ways to bring its first-rate vehicles closer to the market. Those who want to take advantage of this seasonal offer can get more information through the various channels that Volvo Philippines offers. Customers may course any sales and service inquiries through the dedicated Volvo concierge. Volvo social media pages and telephone hotlines are also on call to attend to any queries. Just recently, Volvo Philippines has also opened the doors of its newly renovated showroom to the public. Guests are welcome to see the Volvo range up close, assured that the whole Volvo team observes strict health and safety protocols. Interested buyers may also schedule a test drive without worrying, as Volvo products and facilities go through regular sanitation and disinfection. In other motoring news, Nissan in the Philippines is taking a step further in its commitment to enrich Filipino lives by partnering with the Department of Tourism to promote safe and responsible land travel to boost local tourism. Nissan Philippines President and Managing Director Atsushi Najima joined Tourism Secretary Bernadette Romulo Puyat in a virtual press conference and contract signing last November 5 to kick off the Safe Trips campaign. Under the campaign, Nissan and the DOT will develop educational and promotional content for social media and publicity on how to safely and responsibly travel to local tourist destinations. These include trips for land travel in the new normal, social distancing guidelines, health protocols for visiting specific destinations, and updates on the specific spots that have reopened for visitors. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, tourism industries all over the world have been heavily affected as stricter travel restrictions were implemented to deter the spread of the virus. In countries such as the Philippines, the tourism industry contributed 13% to the economy in 2019. In a survey conducted by the DOT, results showed that domestic leisure travel will be the main driver in the recovery of the tourism industry in the Philippines. With health and safety as the top priority of travelers, road trips via private vehicles were found to be the best way for domestic travel under the new normal. For more information, please visit nissan.ph. And that's it for Pit Stop. Now let's take a look at what's happening in the lifestyle world. In lifestyle news, in 1965, world-leading watchmaker Seiko introduced its and Japan's first-ever diver's watch dubbed 62MAS. With an automatic movement and water resistance to 150 meters, it proved its reliability when it was used by members of the Japanese Antarctic Research Expedition from 1966 to 1969. Fast forward to 2020, in commemoration of its 55th anniversary, the company, via an online event hosted by TV host and diver Mark Nelson, featuring watch enthusiasts and thought leaders Dino Fabian, Mark Del Rosario, attorney Clarence de Guzman, Fred Borromeo, and Ferdinand Aguila, has unveiled the first Philippine edition Prospects watch inspired by the world-famous Tubataha Reefs. Codenamed SRPF33K1 and limited to only 1,000 pieces, the 42.4 stainless steel watch features Seiko caliber 4R36 automatic movement with manual winding capacity. Power reserve is approximately 41 hours and is water resistant up to 200 meters. It comes with a day-date display, stop second-hand function, and LumiBright on hands and indices, sitting atop a blue IP dial and yellow gradation dial. It comes with a two-tone stainless steel band with an extra silicone blue band that will be placed inside a special box with engraving of limited edition numbers and the words Philippine Limited Edition. And that's it for today's installment of Gadgets Magazine TV, your regular rundown of the latest news and features in the world of tech, lifestyle, and motoring. Catch us online on Facebook, YouTube, and the Gadgets Magazine website, and see you next time.